Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Yu Jin. I'm a joint PhD student between Chongqing University and the University of California, Davis. Today, I'm going to talk about auxin responsive factor 6A regulates chlorophyll synthesis and sugar accumulation in tomato fruits. Tomato is the world's second largest vegetable crop. It can provide us with different kinds of nutrition, such as sugars, proteins, vitamins. We eat tomato on a daily basis, so it's important for researchers to increase the nutritional value in tomato fruits. How can we do this? It's well established that chloroplast development and chlorophyll metabolism in tomato fruits contributes to the nutrition of fruits. So, identification of genes regulating this process might increase the nutritional value in tomato fruits. Several genes regulating this process have already been identified, such as GLK1, DET1. Auxin is the most important plant hormone. It regulates lots of processes, such as cell division, tropism. Our work focused on establishing the connection between auxin and chlorophyll metabolism and hope we can increase the nutritional value in tomato fruits in this way. Auxin regulates plant development through transcriptional regulation, which is mediated by two transcriptional factor families, AUXIA family and ARF family. ARF is short for auxin responsive factors, which play an important role in auxin signaling transduction. As we can see in figure A, when the concentration of auxin is low, AUXIA protein will interact with ARF protein by recruiting a co-repressor TPL to stop ARF from working. Then the auxin signaling transduction is off. However, when the concentration of auxin is high, AUXIA protein will form a complex with SCF and subsequently become ubiquitinized and degraded by 26 proteasome. So ARF can interact with the cis element TGTC from the promoter region of auxin responsive genes. It can work as activator or repressor in auxin signaling transduction. We characterized several ARF genes using RNA technology. Interestingly, we noticed that ARF3 and 4 are involved in trichome formation, and ARF6A and ARF10 are involved in fruit development. Today, I'm going to talk about functional characterization of ARF6A. This process was done by two approaches. The first one is overexpression. The second one is downregulation. We generated the transgenic lines. We got two overexpressed lines and two downregulated lines. So what's the phenotype in ARF6A transgenic lines? First, we noticed color changes. Downregulation of ARF6A leads to light green fruits. Overexpression of ARF6A leads to dark green fruits. To verify our observation, total chlorophyll content were measured in different developmental stages of tomato fruit. As we can see, overexpression of ARF6A leads to increased chlorophyll content, while downregulation of ARF6A leads to decreased chlorophyll content. Then we want to know where the chlorophyll accumulation happens. So we used confocal analysis to observe autofluorescence of chlorophyll in tomato fruits. Based on the result, we can see the chlorophyll accumulation happened not only in apricot but also in entocot. After we verified the difference of chlorophyll in ARF6 transgenic lines, we were wondering Whether the phenotype were caused by chloroplast development, that's why we use transcriptional electron microscope to observe the chloroplast in tomato fruits. From the TM pictures and statistics, we can see two things happens. The first one is overexpression of ARF6A leads to bigger chloroplast, as indicated by white arrow in the picture. The second one is that downregulation of ARF6A can decrease the number of chloroplast per cell in figure E. So this could explain the phenotype, why overexpression can lead to dark green fruit, downregulation can lead to light green fruit. So the altered chlorophyll content might associated with photosynthetic activity. Then we measure the photosynthesis in tomato fruits. As we can see, overexpression leads to higher photosynthetic activities, and the downregulation leads to lower photosynthetic activities. Starch is the major product of photosynthesis, so it's predictable that altered photosynthetic activity might lead to starch content change. That's why we use HPLC to measure the starch content. Overexpression of ARF6A increased starch content, while downregulation decreased starch content. Sugars are also major product of photosynthesis. Then the content of glucose, fructose, and sucrose were measured. They all accumulated more in overexpressed fruits and less in downregulated fruits. We also noticed an additional phenotype in ARF6A transgenic fruits. As we can see from the picture, altered ARF6A expression leads to altered ripening process. Downregulation of ARF6A accelerates fruit ripening, with break stage happening 5 days sooner compared with wild type, while overexpression of ARF6A delayed fruit ripening, with break stage happen 5 days later compared with wild type. Then the Huang were measured to verify the color observation. The ethylene production were also measured. Downregulation of ARF6A can increase ethylene production, which accelerates fruit ripening. To better understand the molecular mechanism behind the phenotype, the RNA-seq were conducted to explore potential downstream genes. The differential expression genes were divided into different categories, such as chlorophyll metabolism, photosynthesis, and sugar accumulation. In this process, several genes caught our attention. The first one is SAMS1. It's a gene encoding SAM synthetase 1 involved in ethylene pathway. And the two genes, CAB1 and CAB2, encoding chlorophyll AB bonding protein. The fourth one is RBCS. It's a gene encoding ribulose subchain and GLK1. GLK1 is a transcriptional factor involved in chlorophyll metabolism. Analysis of the promoter region of all these differential expression genes demonstrates that they all have TGTC-TC. TGTC-TC is a conserved ARF bonding cis element, which indicates that ARF6A could interact with these downstream genes and leads to the phenotype. Then the gene protein interaction experiments were done to verify our prediction. First one is dual luciferase assay. The dual luciferase assay was conducted to see whether ARF6A can activate or repress the activity of CABS, RBCS, and GLK1 promoters. as we can see from the picture. For the reporters, the vector were constructed with the promoter region of the potential downstream gene. For effector, the empty effector was used as control, and AF6A was used as experimental group. As we can see from figure B, the experimental group is higher than control, which means AF6A can positively regulate the expression of these genes. EMSA assay and the CHIP assay were also conducted to verify the interaction between AF6A and the downstream genes. As I mentioned before, SAMS1 is encoding SAMS synthetase involved in S-link pathway. So the same gene protein interaction experiment were done to explore whether there is a reaction interaction between AF6A and SAMS promoter. Based on the dual luciferase assay, we can draw a conclusion that AF6A negatively regulates SAMS1 expression. We can draw some conclusions at this point. In AF6A transgenic lines, we observed two phenotypes. The first one is about chlorophyll. So AF6A can regulate chlorophyll metabolism, photosynthesis, and sugar accumulation by positively regulate the expression of GLK1, RBCS, and CBS. On the other hand, AF6A can regulate ethylene synthesis and fruit ripening by negatively regulate the expression of SAMS1. For the chlorophyll metabolism phenotype, in the meantime, we also provide a new way to increase the nutritional value in tomato fruits. I would like to thank both of my supervisors, Dr. Deng from Chongqing University and Dr. Jiang from University of California, Davis, for their guidance, and other members from my lab for their help. And I also would like to thank National Science Foundation of China and Chongqing University for their financial support. That's all. Thank you. I need to repeat the question, right? So you were asking me about did I check the seed set and the fruit size of the seed size of downregulated AF6A fruits, right? Actually, there is an additional phenotype for downregulated AF6A fruits. The seeds are relatively smaller compared with wild type, and the germination rates of AF6A seeds are lower compared with wild type. We think this phenotype is also predictable due to the influence of auxin on tomato fruits.
Do you check like the plant architecture and flowering time of your overexpression line versus like the knockout one?
So the question is, did I tag the flowers for the transgenic lines?
Did you see any difference in plant architecture?
Yeah.
One and second is like, did you see any difference in terms of borrowing part or the group maturing part. So these are my questions.
Okay. The tax floors, and I talked about the altered ripening process, and we also measured the biomass because we noticed some structure change in overexpressed plants. The overexpressed plants, they grow bigger and have, you know, like dark leaves and dark fruits. So we measured the biomass. The overexpressed plants, they grow stronger and can have like more fruits compared with wild type.
Thank you so much. I think that should be enough for my question. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.